Yehuda Mamstein, Pashas Baha.
I thought today we should really work on the connection between yesterday and today. Shaykhus between Lag BaOmer and Parshas Baha. I thought maybe the Mafteach to it is two songs. Songs that we sang, we heard people singing. We heard people singing Rabbeinu Elom and Yadati. We heard Yadati. We heard Amar Rakiva, Ashreichem Yisroel. Ashreichem Yisroel. What's Ashreichem Yisroel? Ma'ak Rishbochu, Ma'amik Matthias Atmei, Ma'ak Rishbochu Matthias Yisroel. What's that got to do with Parshas Baha? Rav Tzadok says a beautiful machshava on Parshas Baha. Right at the beginning of the Sedra, Rashi brings the Chazal, Ma'in Shmita Yisla HaSinai. What's the connection with Shmita and HaSinai? Why is Shmita chosen for this limud? The answer is just the Shmita, the details were given at Har Sinai, so every single mitzvah details are given at Har Sinai. But why Shmita? Why is Shmita chosen for that particular limud? What's the special shaychus between Shmita and Har Sinai? And he says the following: Al tamin ba'atzmacho. Never believe in yourself. Don't believe in yourself. Don't trust yourself. Don't believe that the level you're at is necessarily the level you're going to be at in the future. Who knows? Yoichlin kain godl shimish bekunin gdoyle shmoyim shonav at the same mass in Stuki. Kain godl. Going with vibe with him every single year. Inside Kodesh Kodoshim, coming out alive. Not like in Bayis Sheni, when so many people in Bayis Sheni didn't die, they didn't come out. Shimish bekunin gdoyle shmoyim shonav at the same mass in Stuki. What's Bayis Sheni? Same mass in Stuki. Saltam and Batzmacho. That's what it says. Shmita is Eitz Har Sinai. At the time when the Yidden got the Torah at Har Sinai, it says Poska Zomosom. When they said Nasav Nishma, they were on an incredibly high Madrega. They're like Odom Rishon Kodem Ached. If that's the case, Shmita is entirely irrelevant. If they go to Eretz Yisrael, they won't have to cultivate the land. They won't have anything to do with agriculture. Melach donasi de'acherim. Shmita's not shaykh to them. So why were they given this mitzvah? Why do we have here this dogish on mitzvah shmita at Har Sinai? The answer is, al tamin ba'atzmacho. Whatever level you're at, you don't know the future. You don't know if you'll be able to stay at that level. And you have to be scared in case you slip. In case you drop your level. That's what Tzadok's answer. I read a story which I think one can possibly use. Very, very moving story, which one could use perhaps for another teretz of Ma'in Shmita Yisla HaSinai. Not very long ago, there was a major hurricane in America, and in Seagate, there was a tremendous amount of destruction. A lot of front people lived there. Houses were destroyed or very, very badly damaged. And a group of Yidden from Baltimore went to Seagate to help. To help Yidden after the hurricane and its devastating results. And one particular man said, I came to a house which was in a terrible, terrible state. And I spoke to the Balbos, Yid who lived there, from person. And they were ripping out all the walls and pulling out the insulation because it was full of mold. And there was terrible, terrible damage in the basement. thousands of sforim all ruined. The whole house was in a terror, really in a mess. And he said to him, he wants to help, can he do anything to help him? And he saw the man looked so happy and so serene, so tranquil. And he said, like, you just had everything ruined. You get massive, massive losses. And you're just so calm and so happy and so relaxed. Can you tell me what's your secret? So he says, it's no secret. I'll tell you what happened. Nothing to do with insurance. Nothing to do with insurance. No, he's not going to make a mint out of it. Sorry. So he said like this. He said, the water, we said, we didn't take any notice of the warning. It's our fault. But a year before, they'd also given us a warning and nothing happened. So this time when they gave us an hurricane warning, we didn't evacuate. We should have evacuated. We didn't. This is the water started to rise in the basement. And we got a bit nervous, but we thought, you know, okay, it's still only the basement. We're okay. And then the water started getting higher and higher and higher. The rain was carrying on and on and on, and the water got higher and higher and higher. And then we had to go upstairs, because the ground floor was flooded, right to the ceiling. And then we went on upstairs, and gradually that was also full of water. And my wife and I were the only ones in the house. We had to climb on the roof. And the water didn't show any signs of receding. It was just getting higher and higher. And we thought, what's going to be? And we saw a helicopter, rescue helicopter. And we signaled to the pilot of the helicopter. And he said, I can't do anything, there's nowhere to land. So he said, my wife turned to me and she said like this, look at our age now. We're already in late 50s. We've Baruch Hashem married off all the children. We've had a good life. In an hour or two, you know where we're going to be. And they both started to cry and cry and cry and daven and daven and daven. And they said, don't know how or what, but the water started to slowly go down. And they were saved. And he said, after you've been through such a thing, it doesn't matter that the house is messed up. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter such a big loss. It doesn't matter this foreign loss. Baruch Hashem, we're here. Perhaps that's the Shemitah Eitz Lahasina. What's Shemitah for? The tachlis of Shemitah is to teach Klal Yisrael ki li ha'aretz. Don't become a gushim. Don't be so rooted in this world. Don't be so concerned with what you have or what you don't have. The Rebbeinu Shem is saying, ki li ha'aretz. It's not yours, it's mine. So Shemitah is negeir to Har Sinai itself. To the Torah itself. Because if you don't have this hasoka, if you don't have this attitude, this perspective of Kili Ha'aretz, then your mitzvahs and ma'asim and tovim, which you get many rewards, a lot of reward for, but what are the mitzvahs? You're still a magushim. You're still not a ruchni. You still don't have a perspective of what's important and what's not important. What's the ik and what's the tofel. So perhaps that's another Ma'ani Shemitah Eitz Lahasinai. There's a very big question, which must have been discussed in lots of places, about the punishment for not keeping Shemitah. It says that Golus Bovel, Medrash and Chumash brings it here, and a lot other places as well, Golus Bovel came because they didn't keep Shemitah. Rashi brings down 70 years of Golus Bovel corresponded to 70 Shemitahs which weren't observed. Which you don't really understand, because how could it be they didn't keep Shemitah? They kept the Torah, and it wasn't like this is. It says in the Gemara in Yuma Daf Tesam the base, Bais Rishon was chor because of Gimel Averis. Well, those are the biggest Averis of all, but they're big nisyonis as well. In those days, Avodah Zorah was extremely attractive, much more even than Gil Arroyos. So Avodah Zorah, Gil Arroyos, okay, they had big Yetzer. Well, what's the big... They couldn't keep Shemitah. Yes, Kibari Koyachos Devar, Lishmael Koyach Devar, it is a Gevur to keep Shemitah, but could it be in Beis Rishon and keep Shemitah? But that's not the biggest question. The biggest question... Beis HaMikdash and Chor goes into separate things.
No, but the Beis HaMikdash time is not keeping Shemitah. The whole time
ago,
the Mishkan was a
Shiloh.
It works out 420 years. Exactly. Right. If you take in the 2 months.
So why did Bezman Beis HaMikdash did not keep Shemitah?
I don't understand it.
That's fake. That's fake. They didn't keep Shemitah, but what's the Pshat didn't keep Shemitah? But more than that, why do the Yidden deserve Golos for not keeping Shemitah? Why does it deserve Golos for it? It says if you don't do a mitzvah saseh, be'idon rischa, there's no Einish. For lois saseh, you get Malkus. But Golos? Why did all the Eden lose their land and get dispersed amongst the nations of the world because they didn't keep Shemitah? Shemitah's out of it. Okay, you didn't do the mitzvah of Shemitah, you did a lois saseh of working in Shemitah. But why should you get that Einish?
He's
going to
get an answer.
Another question to add this. Yeah, the answer's coming. Next page. The other question which I saw asked is if Churban Beis HaMikdash, Beis Rishon, is because of Avodah Zorah and Gil Arroyos and Shvichas Domim, isn't that enough to explain Golos as well? Why blame Golos the first, on Shemitah, say it's because they did Avodah Zorah and Gil Arroyos and Shvichas Domim?
Because it says differently.
Yeah.
You don't get Golos for
Arroyos. You don't get it. But the question is why? Why does Avodah Zorah Gil Arroyos Shvichas Domim, which destroys the Beis HaMikdash, those Averis Chamuras Ad Ma'oid, why do they not cause Golos? And Golos comes from not keeping Shemitah. So I thought an answer could be as follows. Golos is not the Einish for not keeping Shemitah. It's the Toitzol, it's the consequence. Why? It's Hatzolus Nefoshes. If you stay in Eretz Yisrael not keeping Shemitah, what's going to happen to you? You're going to become a Koifer. You'll say Koich Vaitzimot, you'll say Sachai Lazer without Shemitah. Without Shemitah, it's not Shaykh to be a Malmin. Without Shemitah, it's not Shaykh not to become a Gushim. So the only Hatzolah for Klal Yisrael is save them from this dangerous thing. The dangerous activity of agriculture. The tremendous sakona of having a farm. Which causes you to say, Koich Vaitzimot Yosei Sechai Lazer. So Rebbe Yishan says, I gave you a remedy. I gave you the antidote. You didn't take the remedy. If so, it's too dangerous for you. I have to take you away from the land. Not as a punishment, the chlal. Hatzolos nefoshes. It's hatzol. They lack the kili horetz. Let's look at what we started before. Omer b'kiva ashreichim Yisrael. We look at this chazal, Omer b'kiva ashreichim Yisrael. What's Ashreichem? Ma mikveh metayas atzmeim af gush roch metayas Yisroel. Shenem mikveh Yisroel Hashem. It looks like it's a pun. You're taking this word mikveh, which we know exactly what it means. It means a place where it's full of water, and you get inside the water, and you dip yourself in it. That's a mikveh. And saying, ma mikveh metayas atzmeim af gush roch metayas Yisroel. Shenem mikveh Yisroel Hashem. Mikveh Yisroel Hashem doesn't mean Hashem is the mikveh. What does it mean when it says mikveh Yisrael Hashem? It means Hashem is the mikveh of Klal Yisrael? Of course not. It means it's to whom we hope. Like Kavel Hashem, Chazad B'yam Yisrael, but Kavel Hashem, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one to whom we're turning. That we turn all our dependence on Him, all our reliance on Him, our awareness of total submission towards the Rebbe Yishan. That's mikveh Yisrael Hashem. So what's the shaychus of the mikveh, where you dip yourself, you get undressed, you go inside the water? There's no shaychus at all. It's just a pun. No, it's not a pun at all. It's actually, it's the same meaning. How is the mikveh matayah, esatmeyim? Dveikus. There's a dveikus, there's an attachment. Before Bria Sa'ilam, it says, V'rach elekim rachefes al pnei amoy. When you tovel in the mikveh, you're going back to creation. You're in a place where you can't live, because no one can live underwater, no oxygen. And you're coming out again, you're reborn. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is metaya you, he's metaya the tmeim, because you're reborn, because you're now completely dovuk b'mayim. You're completely attached to the source of life. That's where life comes from water. That's where it came from originally, where it comes from now. Without water you can't live. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says that Chazal's, the Droshes of Rav Akiva is like this. Ma mikveh metayah satmeim. How is the mikveh metayah satmeim? It's reuniting the person with his sheirish. Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu metayah Yisrael. The Tara of Klal Yisrael is from the mikveh Yisrael Hashem, from Yidden being mekavel Hashem. From people turning their minds and their thoughts and their emotions to Ribbono Shel Olam and realizing their absolute dependence on him. Shemitah. That's the mikveh Yisrael Hashem. The same thing with the other singing, the Rabbeinu Elom and Yadati, Kini B'yod Chalvad, Kachem B'yad HaYotzer. Listen, think what are you saying over here? And Kachem B'yad HaYotzer. That's mikveh Yisrael Hashem. That's really turning to Rabbeinu Shem. When Klal Yisrael lacked that hakara, so automatically HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided they need to be saved. The saving of Klal Yisrael is leave Eretz Yisrael. Leave the land, leave the place which is causing you a nisoyon that you can't cope with. That's what Avraham Avinu asked Hashem. Avraham Avinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Matitimli, what are you going to give me? There's no future for me. What are you going to give me? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, he took him outside, and he says to him, if heaven b'Hashem, he believed him. Because what's Hashem showing him? Like this, like what? L'malin ha'teva. Totally l'malin ha'teva. He took him out of its stagnina shloi. It's completely beyond teva. The koi is arecha, like this. So straight after Pesach, we have that koi. The koi of Hashem Zechar Lachas Nureich. Klal Yisrael, after Pesach, in Sfira, we come to Madrega Betochen, a complete reliance on Boir Olam, of koi of Hashem Zechar Lachas Nureich. The Lech Nechachar Bamid Ba'etz Leizura, to go out with no provisions, with no worry, with no nervousness, with no anxiety, with no concern. What will be? What's going to happen? I rely on you totally. That's the koi. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avraham Avinu, I'm guaranteeing this to you. But then he asked, Bamoeda. He says, I believe you, I trust in you, I can rely on this promise of children when it's impossible to have children. But what about Eretz Yisrael? Yerusha Soretz. Why is he nervous about Yerusha Soretz? Is that a bigger miracle? Maybe this is the pshat. What's going to be in Eretz Yisrael? What's going to happen in Eretz Yisrael? How will we cope with an Nisoyon of Koich Vayitzim Yodi? How will we cope with this extremely challenging activity of being Isaac in Panosa? We're going to be busy trying to make a living. We're going to go to Eretz Yisrael. And what's going to happen? We won't be able to keep up with this Madrega. What could we possibly do not to be submerged in Gashmias? Is there anything possible we could do to have our soul? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avraham, yeah, Golos. Yedoya Teirach Yeh Ezarach Beretz Lelohem. And the Golos of Mitzrayim is the precursor to every Golos, and it's the preparation for every Golos, and it's the Sibah for every Golos. And what's it all about? What happens when we don't pass the Nisoyen of Koich Vaitzinuti? Which means, what happens when we don't pass the Nisoyen of seeing beyond what it looks like to what it really is? The machloikus between Yosef and his brothers, which is the root of all fights and all politics and all friction and conflict, whether shalom bayis, marriage, anything else, the roots in this, in Mechiras Yosef. Mechiras Yosef is the shayrish of the whole thing. In fact, I saw once in the Shemesh Shmuel, he says, how can it be there's such a thing as Tumas Miklash of Goshen? How come there's such a thing as Tumas Miklash of Goshen? How does it happen? How is it possible to bring Tumas into the Beis HaMikdash? Beis HaMikdash is much too kodesh for Tumas to come in. So how could there be such a thing as Tumas Miklash of Goshen? And he answers Mechiras Yosef. He says they could take the Tzadik Seid Olam and put him into the Tumadika place in Mitzrayim. So Zelum Azel, Midah Keneged Midah, Kodesh Baruch Hu is Manish Klal Yisrael, that now because they took the Tzadik and put him into Mokim Tomei, then now Kedusha can come into Mokim Tumah. That there's no shame. And he says the reason for it is because Mechiras Yosef has never had a Tikkun. Never had a complete Tikkun. Chatei Egel's had a Tikkun. Other Avarius have had a Tikkun. Mechiras Yosef has not had a proper Tikkun.
So this
pagam in Klal Yisrael, the pagam of not being machshiv kedusha enough, so that therefore the kedusha was defiled by putting into a mokum tomei. They weren't machshiv Yosef Hatzadik kedeboy. They didn't realize what he's worth. I was thinking about that. Let's go another question. It just occurs to me. Rabbi Kiva. We just talked about Rabbi Kiva. I'm Rabbi Kiva. V'havtrech k'may chazek l'agol b'tayim. Rabbi Kiva is, of course, Rebbe Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. K'agol b'tayim. What's Rabbi Kiva very famous for? Having loads and loads and loads of Talmidim. 24,000 Talmidim. Did you ever hear how many Talmidim Achvei Savayev or Robert had? No idea. We don't know. But Rabbi Kiva, we know he had loads of Talmidim. Maybe this is a pshat. Omer Bekiba v'havturech k'moy chazek l'agol b'toyra. It says in Shea Shirim, this is a Moira Kavot, I once heard about this passage in Shea Shirim. If you look in the last parak of Shea Shirim, it says, Aza kamo v'sav. Such a strange passage. Love, it's Az, it's strong like death. What a comparison to compare love with death. What sort of dimion is it? Saying, you know how wonderful Avo is? It's like death. It's Aza Kamovis. Aza Kamovis Avo. What's pshat? Aza Kamovis. Permanent. It's always permanent. It could be Avo Shlubidova. It's not. It could be Avo Shlubidova. But the love of Avo. What's pshat? Aza Kamovis is like death. So I saw in the Sefer Eitz Hadroch a beautiful pshat. Beautiful, beautiful shot. He says like this. He says, Chmol Etzlon, we hear of children going away from the derech of their parents. Going away from Yiddishkeit. He says, we don't know what the reasons are. He says, we haven't got enough chokhmah to work out why this happens. What's the reason for it? We don't understand it. Because we have to admit it, we don't understand, we haven't got enough chokhmah to be ma'ayin and work out what it's coming from. He says, but there is one, he says, the people who have managed to bring children back have discovered this. Azo kamoves avo. Moves, no one can stand against. It's too strong. It's too powerful. Somebody's going to die and nothing can save him. Nothing. Shmuel says, his neshama goes away, his neshama goes away. Ava also is too strong to resist. When someone really, really has a powerful Ava, it gets through to the other person. it gets through because they have Ava. Not just they're nice or they're polite or they're kind or good or sweet. There's Mamish Ava. He brings a beautiful story up there. He says there was a mother who had relayed this very, very big sorrow about her child. Her son was completely disinterested in everything. And she heard this Shatan Azakam Avasava. And she decided from that day onwards, she's going to make breakfast for her son. What sort of breakfast? Breakfast like a 5-star hotel, every single day. Served on beautiful china. To be ready for him when he gets up, which apparently was sometimes 3 or 4 in the afternoon. And she would always make him this breakfast. Didn't give him any musa whatsoever. Didn't tell him, we're not happy with you, we're not satisfied with you, you can't do this, you can't do that. She just decided from that day onwards she's going to make him that breakfast. A magnificent breakfast every single day. And slowly and surely, the child changed. He came back to Torah Mitzvahs. It's not a moifus. The Poskin Shashirim says it, Shlomo HaMelech says it, Ki azo kamoves av. Perhaps that's pshat in the Mishnah Novus. Omer Akiva, V'havto l'reecha k'moicha zeh klal godl b'toyra. If you want to teach Torah, you want to know how to have Talmidim, how to make a kesher with Talmidim, how to give Torah across, it's got to be with Ava. V'havto l'reecha k'moicha zeh klal godl b'toyra. So now you understand why Rabbi Akiva had so many Talmidim. Thousands and thousands and thousands of Talmidim. V'havto l'reecha k'moicha zeh klal godl b'toyra. That with that you can get through. Dessler brings an incredible chiddush from the Zohar Kodesh and Pashas Bolak. This is almost a very big chizuk for times when a person thinks our lack of shleimus, our golos, which is ongoing, which is so long, we've had golos for years and years and centuries and centuries. We think, well, how can we ever come back? How could HaKadosh Baruch Hu even be interested in us after we've deviated so far from the right path? So the first thing he says, you have to remember the Gemara in Krisus Davov. The Gemara in Krisus Davov says, Kol Tanis Shein Bom Poshi Yisrael Ein Tanis. See, if it had said in the Gemara that Poshi Yisrael should be included as well, be inclusive, let them come in too, that would be one thing. It doesn't say that in the Gemara. It says those are the essential people, you need them. You have to have the Poish Yisrael. We can't daven, everybody's from in Ashul. We don't have to have a davening, everybody's from, they all keep mitzvahs. Kol Tanis Shein Bom Poish Yisrael Ein Tanis. And then he adds, he brings from Nachman Breslov, he says, Mani Chas V'Sholem Rochoik, if Chas V'Sholem I'm far away from Hashem, Chas v'sholem k'poish Yisrael. Hari adrabe, shleimus tfilas kol Yisrael al yodi. He says, Faket, instead of being depressed about the fact that we're not what we should be, on the contrary, the shleimus of klal Yisrael is dependent on us. Well, how could that be? So he brings the Zohar. The Zohar says on Tilim Kuf Beis, it says in the Pasuk, tfilal oni kiyatov. Rabbi Abba Pasuk, tfilal oni kiyatov. Man chashiva mikulu. Who is more choshev than all the other people who daven? Have aima tefillah de'oni. It's the tefillah of the poor man. Tefillah dor kodim the tefillah de Moshe, the kodim the tefillah de David. This tefillah is before the tefillah of Moshe and before the tefillah of David. The kodim lechol shah sloisen da'almuds, before all the davening of anyone in the world. Da'oni iu tovi libo. Because this poor man, his heart is broken. Umiskana, and the poor man, ovid todir ketota b'kudshabrichu. The poor man is constantly having a fight with Hashem, having friction with the Rabbein Shalom. He's arguing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's saying, Rabbein Shalom, it's not fair, why didn't you treat me properly? Why didn't you give me what I need? He's doing, making ketot with Rabbein Shalom. V'kud shbrich li'atzis, v'shom amilai. Kodesh Baruch Hu takes notice, he listens to his tefillah. Because Shbricha is Yachid Belchuda Be'inan Terumon Ba'ut Lusi Dechsib Unei Hashem Yishpech Sicha. He says the Kodesh Baruch Hu has a special delight with this person, with his tarumas, with his complaints. Verse says this oni, it doesn't mean he hasn't got money. He's an oni bedas. He's lacking his mind. He's lacking clarity of thought. And his madrega is a low madrega. And his tefillah still got tarumas against the Rabbeinu Shalom. He's got complaints. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is machshiv, the fact that he's turning to him. Like we said before, the mikveh Yisrael Hashem. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is machshiv, the fact that we're turning to the Rabbeinu Shalom. We're directing our minds to him. So he says, the Gemara says, just like the tefillah of the person who's distant from Yiddishkeit is mashlim the tefillah of the tzibur, so the tefillahs of the Doir of Ikvas and the Mashicha, they are mashlim the tefillahs of all previous generations. Because all previous generations were on a much, much higher level than our tefillahs. Our tefillahs are much lower. Our tefillahs may even contain the tarumas, the anger, the upsets, the complaints against Hashem. That's a tefillah. And he brings here from the Kisvei Reb Chaim Vital. Reb Chaim Vital asked his Rebbe, the Arizal. He says, we learn so many midrashim, and we learn so many agadatas, and we see from the medrash and from the agadata how great early Adoyos were. How amazing the Tanoim Amiroim were. How Dog Bashem they were. Their Koyach Tvimav Alamidus, which we don't have. All sorts of ways in which they were way, way, miles, miles above us. And he said to his Rebbe, to the Arizal, we can't even do a thousandth of what they did. So what hope is there for us? So the Arizal said back to Reb Chaim Vital, Ato Govrom Oid HaSitra Achra. Nowadays, Sitra Achra is very, very powerful. And therefore, the little that we do, Hama'at She'oisim Ato, Choshuv Lefonov Yizborach, Kaharbe She'oisim Harishayim. A little bit that we do is worth much, much, much more than that small amount. Why? Because Govr Ma'oid HaSitra Achra. That's what Arizal said in his time. Can you imagine what Arizal would say in our time? Govr Ma'oid HaSitra Achra. And it's a bit like the best thing is when they changed currency. I don't know how many of you remember when they changed the currency in Eretz Yisrael and made the Shekel Chodesh. So how many times did they do that? 10 times over? 100 times over? I think once 10, it was done twice 10, I think it's 100 times. So you just, everything becomes much, 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 much more than it was. So that's, you really said this. The shekel today is hundreds of the old, 100 of the old. They did 10, I think once they've done, I think they've done twice. I think I've done it twice. Anyway, but the many currencies have had experience of devaluation. Not only. But if you think about it, this is the pshat in the Arizal. The Arizal is saying that our mitzvahs, the worth is so incredibly much more than they were ever worth in the past. Perhaps that's the pshat. That's a pshat in the other.
You're saying the
Eight Sahara is so much stronger that everything we do is worth so much more. No. The value is much, much greater. It's not my chiddush. The Arizal said it already. The Arizal said it to Reb Chaim Vital. Reb Chaim Vital was bothered by this problem. He says, no, because of the Sitra Achra's power, that our mitzvahs are worth much, much more than the equivalent mitzvahs of earlier generations. So we should be extremely proud of what we're achieving, what we're doing. We should be very proud of it. So the let's come back to what we asked earlier. There's a Gemara. The Gemara says the Churban Abayis is because of Gimel Averus and Shmita. What's the Kesher in Zelza? So I saw there's an Evan Shleimer. Evan Shleimer says Bayis Rishon was Chorav because of Avodah Zorah Gilaros Shichas Dor. And on that, Chazal say, Rishoyim Hoyu, they're wicked. Ela Shetonu Bitchayinu Makadosh Baruch Hu. Tonu Bitchayinu Makadosh Baruch Hu, they're Bali Bitochen. In other words, they were really attached to the Rabbeinu Shloilom, and therefore the only Averis which they could possibly be Nechshel in were Averis Chamuris, which have a very, very big Yetzara. But a regular Averis couldn't grab them, because they were very, very great people. Tonu Bitchayinu Makadosh Baruch Hu. But Mikdashani, it says, "Hoy oiskin the Torah of mitzvahs munas chasodim." Why was it chorav? Because of sinas chinam. So the Gaon says, "Sinas chinam." What's it coming from? Chayse b'tochem. The side of sinas chinam is lack of b'tochem. Because if you really trust in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, you'll get on with other people. You're in a fight. You're in a friction. The friction is lack of b'tochem. That's what the Gaon says in Evan Shleimer, Gimel Gimel. So Vesla adds, he says, the Bais Rishnan, they're really very good, the Yetzar had to be mad at them. The Bais Sheni, when they were on a much lower Madrega, the Yetzar could have gotten to do any Averis. So why did the Yetzar, why did the Sotan leave them to be Isaac in Torah, to be Isaac in Mitzvahs, to be Isaac in Chasodim, just to be Machshalom and Sinaschinim and not in Averis Chamuris? And he answers, it's Kedai. It's kedai for the Yetzirah to keep a person away from Averis Chamuras, to be mechazek him in Torah mitzvahs, al menos that he should do the Averis Sinas Chinom many, many times. Because Rabbeinu Yonah says in Shari Tshuva, big things get our attention, little things never get our attention. So when a person has done a major Averis, he feels super guilty about it. He feels horrible. And he does tshuva because of that. His guilt makes him do tshuva. But small things, a sinas chinam, which he doesn't reckon as an avera at all, he's not going to do tshuva at all for that. So the sinas chinam is the chet, which is blocking gula, because he's rochek min tshuva. And why is he rochek min tshuva? So it's all interlinked. You know why? He's chayse b'tochen. Why is he chayse b'tochen? He's chayse b'tochen because of Shmittah. He's chayse b'tochen because of the lack of the Kili Haaretz. Because we don't, because of that history of Klal Yisrael, they've been in Golos. They haven't learned the lesson. They were still not masakin this chet of Golos Bava, which was because of Shmittah Haaretz. There's still this lack of awareness of the message of Kili Haaretz, because of Shmittah, the Bahar Sinai. Because of that, there's still goes. So when Avraham Avinu asked, Bamoida Kirushenon, he was told, Kigei Zarech Beretz Elohim, what's the tachlis of it? The tachlis is the Kavel Hashem. That in the state of Golos, there's so many threats, there's so many things to frighten us, make us nervous and worried. And we are nervous and we are worried. But when we say to ourselves, Rabbeinu Olam Yodati, Ki Inni B'Yodcha Levad, Kachayim Yad HaYotzer, we don't just sing it, but we think about it, we really think of the Kabbal Hashem, of the Mikveh Yisrael Hashem, if we really think of the Yodati, then we can be Zoicha to the Tikkun of Shmittah, the Tikkun of Kili Haaretz, the Tikkun of the absolute Hizbatlus, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, which will bring about the Yeshua. And that's perhaps his bonus, since it says, so when we come to Pashas Bahar and we learn about Shmita, it should be Ke'ilu, we kept the Shmita. Ke'ilu, we took all the messages of Shmita to heart, and we turned back again to the Mikveh Yisrael Hashem, to be Dovah B'Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then after Kadosh Baruch Hu, Matayas Yisrael, and send Mashiach Tzidkei Nebukar. Amen. Thank you.
Yeah.